At Seattle University yesterday, a small number of high school students chosen from around Seattle were taught how to combat violence in schools. They weren't taught how to tackle a shooter. They were taught how to listen. KUOW's Joshua McNichols has more.
16-year-old Tariq Dyson goes to Nathan Hale High School. He knows how bullying can lead to violence. He saw it happen with his cousin, who was teased because he was heavy.
He got so tired of being picked on that he just snapped and beat the kid up that was picking on him. And ever, like, since then, he just, like, everybody that used to pick on him tried to say sorry. He just pushed them away and was like, I don't want anything from anybody. I'm all alone. He just feels so hurt, and, like, even still to this day, he still feels that pain.
Researchers at Seattle University have been studying bullying. Dr. Samuel Song says while he can't prove bullying leads to school shootings, there is a correlation, like the correlation between smoking and lung cancer. But he says the answer isn't to eliminate conflict between kids. Instead, kids should be taught to listen to each other. Otherwise, they miss stuff, like social cues. Tariq Dyson knows how they can slip by unnoticed.
Social media is, like, a big one. You know, sometimes, like, people just post quotes of songs, like a sad song or like a song where somebody feels hurt. And you read it and you're like, maybe that's their favorite lyrics. But what if that person's feeling something?
After the conference, Tariq thought about all the other kids at his school who might be feeling down.
I see a lot of kids in my school just, like, walking around. Nobody really talks to you, eating lunch by themselves.
He says he's going to say hi to every kid, maybe shake their hand or give them a hug if they need it.
Make sure they're okay, and after not, I'm willing to listen and help whatever the problem is.
That's an unexpected thing that's come out of school shootings. It's caused us to rethink the way we treat each other. Teaching kids like Tariq to empathize not only makes school safer, it's building a generation of people who just make really good friends. I'm Joshua McNichols for KUOW.